Welcome to Tim Bray's Ongoing Podcast, which is an audio version of a selection of the articles on my blog, also called Ongoing. I'm Tim Bray. You can find the blog at tbray.org. This is pretty well the same story you'd experience by reading it, but some people would rather listen. Here we go. This article was published on the 10th of July, 2021, and is entitled Murderbot Diaries. I suffered a severe loss of productivity for a few days last week because I started reading the first of this series and found that I had to read them all pretty much without stopping. Several people on social media and in real life, people whose taste I respect, had recommended these books by Martha Wells, but to be honest, I was put off by the title. Right at this point in time, I'm not looking for dark dystopian ultraviolence. What happened was Lauren found Network Effect, which is volume 5, in one of the local Little Free Libraries and raved about it. So we both went back to the start and moved right on from there. I'm wondering if the increasingly ubiquitous Little Free Libraries are becoming a force in book culture. Our experience suggests that the publishers of extended series might benefit from driving around dropping individual books into Little Free Libraries here and there. But back to the books. Yes, there is ultraviolence, but the people and bots on the receiving ends pretty well all deserve what they're getting. And anyhow, that's less than half the material. The majority is occupied by the protagonist's internal monologue, which is misanthropic, cynical, and amusing, and has much more depth than would really be needed to just move the story along. It is impossible, well, it was impossible for me, to avoid starting to care about them. The essential issue is that while the protagonist does not think it's human, it oozes humanity all over the place, and isn't terribly happy about it. Anyhow, fun stuff, super well written, unqualifiedly recommended. TV? These days, any time you find yourself enjoying a fiction series, you have to wonder how it'll play in extended story arc streaming TV. Murderbot? Well, I don't know. The ultraviolence could be done with lots of sci-fi eye candy in The Expanse style, I imagine. But all that running commentary? It could be done. You'd need a super strong voice actor in perfect command of a broad range of tones. And I sense, but don't have a clear picture of, an opportunity to break the fourth wall, where the diary itself becomes a character in the story. Anyhow, if you haven't read it already, chances are you'd enjoy it. Disclosure, there's a link above to the books at Amazon, and if you click it, I might make a few pennies. Click like mad! That's all, folks.